Welcome to the August 3rd, 2008 morning worship service of College Park Baptist Church. Today we celebrate baptism and communion. If you are in Winston-Salem, please join us for worship and fellowship at 1701 Polo Road. You can find out more about our church at www.collegeparkbaptist.org. And now for our worship service.
Good morning. No, no, no. Let's try that again. Good morning. Very good. Welcome to College Park. My name is Jeff Allen. I'm the Associate Pastor of Students and Families. We're glad that you are here this morning. It is a good day to be together as the body of Christ, and several announcements I'll make. We want to find out who was here this morning. We have pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew, and we invite members and guests alike to take those and to write your names down. If you're a guest, we do ask you to put your contact information down if you like. And then everybody, we do ask for you to check the appropriate boxes, check the right information. This allows us to be able to contact you and know who was in worship this morning. We appreciate that. Once you've signed, if you could send it down to the end of the pew so everybody on the pew has a chance to fill that out, that would be great. And then we do ask, once it gets to the end of the pew, if you could send it back where it got started. Members, we do ask that you take a look at the names of somebody on your pew that you do not know and introduce yourself at the end of the service. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Several announcements that we've got going on today. We have a big end of the summer pool party. It's not quite end of the summer, but it's not too far away. Teachers go back in just a couple of weeks. Ooh, sorry. But you do. And we're going to celebrate what a great summer it has been church-wide. We're going to do a church-wide pool party this afternoon from 4 until 7. It is at the Town and Country Pool, which is the Town and Country is a neighborhood just behind us. And we'll be there from 4 until 7. We will have hamburgers and hot dogs cooked out on the grill. What we invite you to do is to bring your lawn chair, bring a friend, and bring either your favorite dessert or favorite side dish for a barbecue, and come and share that with us. We will stay there. At 7 o'clock, we will have our life service, our contemporary service, there by the pool. So it's going to be a great afternoon together. So come, enjoy the pool, enjoy the time together, enjoy the food, and then enjoy worship at 7 o'clock. We do need the help of the family ministry team. I've kind of divided that up. If you are on the preschool council and the family enrichment committee, those two small committees, I'd like for you to be here at 4 o'clock to kind of help prep for the event. And then if you're on the children council and youth council, if you could help us clean up and get things back to church, those things would be helpful this afternoon. We are having a live and learn again this Wednesday. This is our Wednesday night church-wide Bible study. We want you to come and to be a part of that. We'll have cake and ice cream at the Bible study at 6:30, and 7 o'clock will be cake and ice cream. So we want you to come and be a part of that as well. We are having it is the beginning of the Olympics this coming weekend. It is happening in China. At the end of the service today, there will be some youth at the exits to give out bracelets. These bracelets serve as reminders for us to be praying for the people in China, for the safety of all the athletes and the spectators, as well as the opportunity. There will be people there who will be sharing the gospel. China is not the most hospitable place for Christians, but we have people that will be there sharing the gospel, and we want to be praying for them, remembering them. And so we're going to have some youth that will be down front at all the exits to hand those bracelets out for you to wear and to remember to pray all this week. Let me see. We had a great week of vacation Bible school. It was a phenomenal week. If you had anything to do, if you made food, if you were a guide, if you were a teacher for adults, for children, anything at all, if you had anything to do with vacation Bible school, please stand. I don't see Angie. Is Angie here? She went on vacation. What? Well, Angie Summers was our the director for this year and did a fabulous job of coordinating that. And I hope that all of you will make sure that you talk to her and let her know how thankful you were. We had over 80 preschoolers and children. We had close to 35 youth every night. And then we had probably 40 or so adults every night. Plus parents, and it was just a phenomenal week, and it was a great time together, and I'm thankful for all the people that worked so hard to make Vacation Bible School happen. I think that's all the announcements. Announcements? You good? Okay. All right, we're good. We want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. We have ushers that are coming down the aisles now. They have some information they would like to give to you. You've already given us your information on the pew pad. We would like for you to just raise your hand if you're a guest with us this morning as the ushers slowly come down the aisle. Bill Page taking his time. It's all right. It's genetic. And we want to... you've got an announcement? Yeah. Announcements are closed. And... But we want you to raise your hand and take one of these packets. Inside the packet, you will find a letter from our pastor, as well as the story of College Park and a newsletter that tells you what's going on currently in the life of our church. It has been a great summer, and we appreciate all the guests that have come our way, and we know that God has been using all the different ministries of our church to reach people for the gospel, and we appreciate that very much. We begin our time of worship together with a responsive reading. We believe that worship is something that we do as a body, as the community of believers, the body of Christ. And so we begin with a responsive reading that we do together. And I invite you to stand now for this responsive reading as printed in your bulletin. I invite you to read the dark print aloud after I read the light print. Let us worship God.
He is our refuge and fortress, our God.
Let us confess with our mouths Jesus is Lord, and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead.
Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Let us call upon our true God, believing him in our hearts, confessing him with our mouths, worshiping him in spirit and in truth. You may be seated. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Will you pray with me? Our Father God, it is amazing to think how good you are. It's amazing to think how much you love us. And that we struggle to find the words to express. And so with our worship, with our words, with our music, we just try to say thank you. May this worship be pleasing in your sight. May everything that's done in this place be done to glorify you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
As the choir gets ready to sing Hosanna, I wanted to remind you what Hosanna means. And somebody asked this morning, does it mean praise? Actually, I had a couple people say that this morning. Does it mean praise? Hosanna means God save us. In our invitation to share in worship, we said He's our refuge and our fortress, our God in whom we trust. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. This song says, God, save us. And if you look in the lyrics, it says, when we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away. Because there are times when we call, God, save us from our sinfulness. God, save us. I want to put my life in you. And when later on, as we have baptism and we celebrate the Lord's Supper, we celebrate God saving us from our sinfulness and offering us eternal life. But then there are those times when we cry, God, save us, because I can't handle what I'm going through right now. Or God, save me from myself, because I want to do right, and I can't. And so I ask this morning, whatever your prayer is, whatever you would ask that God would save you from this morning, whether it be saving you from your sinfulness, whether it be saving you from your selfishness, or saving you from your circumstances, I ask you this morning to offer that up to Him.
As we enter into a time of prayer, I want to share a special prayer request with you. Bill Fields, one of our longtime members, passed away here in town on Thursday. So please keep Bill's family in your prayers. There's going to be a private memorial service for Bill in Georgia, where he's from, at a later date. But please keep the Fields family in your prayers. Will you join me in prayer? Dear Lord, we're gathered here this morning, this room on this Sunday morning, and we are very blessed. We're blessed to be here among fellow believers. We are blessed to be in your presence. Lord, this is not just any other day. This is a high and holy day because it is a day that you have made and that you allow us to share in all the day's glory with you. Lord, in all that you bless us with and in all that you give us every single week, Lord, this is one of the times that we can come and give back to you and honor you in worship. Thank you for the gifts that are shared in worship, Lord, because it is powerful to hear hosannas lifted in your name. It is powerful to be here and feel the spirit of this place. Lord, we thank you. We're very blessed to share in that. Lord, as we come to you in worship, we don't always bring our best like we should. We don't always bring our first fruits. Thank you for accepting us as we are, Lord, even in our imperfection. Lord, as we worship this morning, it's a blessing to share in the celebration of baptism and that reminder of the cleansing power of your love and the promise of eternal life. Lord, thank you for Barney. Thank you for the way that you're working in his life and the example that he is to others through you and his profession of faith. Thank you for his family and continue to bless them and keep them. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to share in Lord's Supper this morning. Again, a reminder of the sacrifice of your Son who gave the ultimate gift to us through you when he died to save our sins, that we, a sinful, weak, and imperfect people, may be complete in your love. Lord, it seems a consistent theme that we, as imperfect, sinful people, come before you, and you continue to love us, and you continue to save us, and keep us, and abide in us. We are very blessed. Lord, as a people and a community of faith who care about each other, and care about also the people outside of these walls, we lift up prayers for those who are hurting and those who need to feel your presence ever more close today and in the days ahead. Lord, we pray for those who are physically hurting, for those who are dealing with difficult situations and relationships, for those who are dealing with the loss of loved ones, for those who are dealing with loneliness, and some other challenges that this world can bring our way, but challenges that are nowhere near a match to stand up to your love and your presence and your grace that you have for us. Lord, thank you for loving us the way you do. Thank you for each person here. Abide in us this week. Strengthen us and help us to be all we can be for you. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
As we come to the baptism waters, it's a good reminder for all of us. We can shout, Lord, save us. God, save us. We can shout, Hosanna. And at the same time, not have an awareness of God's presence in our own lives. And as we come to the baptism waters, it's a good time to stop and reflect. As others are baptized, it's a good time for us to remember our own baptism. So I hope as we enter now into a time of baptism and affirmation, that you will recall your own baptism experience and the excitement and the joy that you felt on that day. Barney Barnes comes today. And if you're family with Barney, friends, been a part in his Christian experience thus far, this point in his life, I invite you, if you would, please stand now as Julie, his wife, comes to deliver a charge to him.
Profession of faith. 2 years ago, our lives were spared, and God gave us a second chance at life. I'm so proud of you for giving your life back to Him. It's been amazing to watch God move in your life. This commitment you've made to live a faithful Christian life is the most important commitment you have made or ever will make. On this day of your baptism, the verses I've chosen for you is from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths. As you begin this new life, I pray that your eyes remain open to see His blessings. Acknowledge them and be thankful. I pray that your ears will always listen for His calling. Never be afraid to make that leap of faith, because God will guide you. Most importantly, I pray that your heart will stay open to feel God's love. Let His love shine through you and share that love with others. Thank you for the husband that you are to me and the father you are to Evan and to Carson. I'm so proud of the example you're setting for them. I love you.
Barney, because you publicly profess Christ, it's a pleasure to baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son. Mary, your mother's here, and she's got a candle, and it's been lit already, and it's going to serve to remind you that as believers, we're to let our light shine before men. Would you pray with me? Dear Father, thank you for this chance to be together with family. Father, fellow believers, Father, challenge our hearts. Challenge our hearts to recapture, to rekindle the Spirit within our own lives, the Holy Spirit, so that we can be witnesses, so that we can let our light shine before men, so that others may come to know your Son, Jesus Christ. For it's in His name that we pray. Amen.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks.
Thank you. you seek God as I pray. Father, we have a recurring theme this morning of give thanks, as we should on every Sunday morning and every day of our lives. We have so many things to give thanks for. We often mention the defenders of our freedom, the men and women in the armed services that give their lives all across the world. We often talk about the people who defend us here at home, the police and the firefighters and others of that nature that we need to pause and think about. But sometimes we don't think about a lot of others that help us to have the kind of lives that we want to live. I want to offer thanks for the men and women who give their lives up to farming so that we can have food to put on our tables, and the men and women who give their lives to other more mundane tasks that help us to lead the kind of lives that we have come to believe in. We pray that you will bless those among us who do all of those tasks that from the day to day help us to continue in our lives. We want to give thanks for the gift of grace, the gift of your Son. We thank you for the ordinances, the baptism and the Lord's Supper that you ordained for us to worship and to remember you and to offer our commitment to you through these things. We thank you for so many things, the gifts that you have given us. It's in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Thank you. This is the body, and this is the blood, broken and poured out for all of us. And in this communion, we share His love. This is the body, this is the blood. And I will remember everything, Lord, that You've done for me. I won't take for granted the sacrifice that set me free. Well, I hunger and thirst for Your love. Come fill me today. This is the body, and this is the blood, broken and poured out for all of us. And in this communion, this is the blood. We hunger and thirst for Your love, Your righteousness. We long for Your presence here, Lord. Be with us again. This is the body, and this is the blood, broken and poured out for all of us. This is the blood.
As we approach the Lord's table, again, like in baptism, it's a good opportunity for us to reflect on our own personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the nature of His sacrifice, which is the reason that we're able to approach the table in the first place. Let me say a word of instruction and invitation. For those of you who are believers, we at College Park practice open communion, which means if you're a believer, we invite you, whether you're a member of this church or not, we invite you to participate as we share in the Lord's Supper. We don't know all the details about that night, and perhaps that's for our protection. But we do know that as they were gathered together, Jesus took the bread and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body that's broken for you." And I'm not sure the disciples understood the magnitude of the suffering that our Savior would experience the next day, that his body would literally be broken. Scripture isn't clear, except on one thing. Most of the disciples ran, so they perhaps didn't even witness the crucifixion. But the beloved Apostle John, we think, was there, but the rest we have no accounting for. So they didn't really get a full taste of what "my body was broken for you" really meant. In hindsight, we understand more with our head. Now we need to understand with our heart. our God has always dealt with His children through covenants. If you go back through the Old Testament, it was a covenant agreement between God and His chosen children. And what is a covenant? It's an arrangement entered into by willing parties. So God is willing. We need to be willing. So when Jesus said, "This is a new covenant in my blood," what did He mean by that? It was a new start. It was a fresh beginning. For all the generations that failed in keeping their part of the covenant, God was giving a new beginning, a new start through the death and resurrection of His Son. So when He said, "As often as you do this, remember me," we should remember it's a new start. It's a time to pledge anew our willingness to be a part of that covenant. There are other covenants that we participate in. And in your order of service, you have a covenant with the new believer. And so I invite you to take that. As we share together, we covenant together and covenant together with Barney about what we believe, as well as how we will love and encourage and support him. I invite you to read this responsively with me. Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
Was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
Christian Church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers for each other and this new believer? Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ and be faithful to pray for those who are lost? Will you seek and serve Christ by ministering to all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? These things we covenant together before God. Amen. As you've been a part of worship today, I hope that the Holy Spirit has tugged upon your heart points of correction, points of worship, points of encouragement. Whatever He's saying to you, I invite you to act upon that this morning if you would like to. If you're not a believer, that tugging you feel at your heart is the Holy Spirit saying you need to come to Christ. Then today is your day. And I'd be glad to share with you how you can do that, how you can pray to receive Jesus Christ this morning. If you are a believer and perhaps you haven't been living the life that you feel like the Holy Spirit is leading you to live, there's an opportunity this morning to re-enter that covenant, to refresh that covenant with God, and to allow God to refresh you and renew you and encourage you through the power of the Holy Spirit. You can certainly pray where you are, but you may also come and pray up here at the altar. The altar will be open if you'd like to pray. Come and pray that the Holy Spirit would just be free to move in this place, to encourage and to correct as He sees. If you're a believer and you would like to be a part of this church, we have many ways that we receive new members and be glad to share that with you. However you would like to respond this morning, we invite you to do so as we stand and sing together now.
ask you would be seated for just a moment. Barney, if you would come join me up here, buddy. Barney has several things to remember today by. I hope you kept your candle. You keep your candle. That will remind you of this day. Also, a baptism certificate. Put that. And here is a new Bible. A lot of times we talk about knowing God's Word, and that's very important. And at times we give study Bibles. Other times we give devotional Bibles. So we're giving Barney a devotional Bible today because it's important to know God's Word, but it's even more important to know God and to know His Son, Jesus Christ. And I pray that you will read that on a regular basis as you strengthen your relationship with Him. He's going to be here at the conclusion of the service. You can have a seat by your wife for this, for just a moment. I invite Jeff to come at this time.
I need Brittany and Ward. Brittany and Ward, come forward, please. Now, quickly, quickly. It is the last day for our interns. Oh, you think you're booing. I got to go back to work. What are you talking about? Come up here. They're not red.
Yeah, okay.
We're waiting. It is the last day for our summer interns. It's hard to believe it's been 12 weeks since they began. They began in mid-May, and they were not sure what they were completely in for. And it has been a phenomenal summer. I am thankful for their service and for their leadership. Especially this summer, they were thrown a few extra responsibilities, and that they didn't know about at the beginning of the summer, that I didn't know about at the beginning of the summer, and they stepped up, they worked hard, they surrendered to God's call, and I've always said it's very easy to feel called to ministry at College Park, because we have the best people to work with, we have the best church family, and I'm thankful for this church. This intern ministry is vital, not only for us as a church to expand the ministry opportunities for our children, for our youth, and for our families, but it's also vital. We need people in the ministry, and we need for them to have opportunities to experience what ministry is all about. And so on behalf of the staff, on behalf of myself, I thank you for the opportunity that you give to these two and all down through the years of interns who have worked so hard. And I thank you that this church believes in that. That is a vital thing. And to these two, I am thankful for having the opportunity to work with the both of you. It has been an absolute pleasure. You have made an impact more than you will ever know. Even years down the road, you will see people who come up and remember this summer. And I thank you, and I love you, and I appreciate all that you have done. Now that stay standing, they're going to stand down here as well, and we'd love for you to come by and to shake their hand, hug their neck. Many of you have been touched by them, and we want you to come and express those feelings. So let's have our benediction together. God of grace and God of mercy, we give you thanks for this day. It is only in you that we give our thanks. It's only to you that we give praise, because all that we have and all that we are begins and ends with you. So for everything that has happened in this place, we thank you and we give you praise. In Christ's name, amen.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given. Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.